Blackbird Farm, June 4th, 2014. Mariposa Garcia Gonzalez. Heaven. Querida abuelita, I know you're dead, and I don't believe in zombies, so you don't need to write back or anything. I just wanted to write to someone. Kind of like a diary. Only what does a diary care what I think? You might be dead, but you're still my grandmother, and you still love me. No one writes back anyway. Not even LaToya, even though she promised she would. I guess Katie was right when she told LaToya she'd have to be your best friend now, since she'd never see me again. LaToya didn't say anything back, and she didn't look at me. And she doesn't answer my emails either. That's not what I'd call a best friend. We live on Great Uncle Jim's farm now, far from LA, so I couldn't go see you even if you were still alive. It's okay here, I guess. We have a whole house of our own, way bigger than anyone's apartment, and a barn, too, and a place that's sort of like a garage for tractors. But we barely fit, because Great Uncle Jim saved a whole lot of things, just in case of who knows what. We made enough space in the attic for my bed, and if we clear some more things out, I will have a huge room up there. I thought we were moving to a real farm, but it's more like a big, boring garden. Dead-looking grapevines and blackbirds and junk piles and bugs. That's it. The barn isn't red like I thought barns were. Where it isn't painted, it's just really old brownish-gray wood. It's kind of neat inside, though. A ladder goes up to what Mom says is the hayloft. Don't worry, it isn't falling down or anything. It's really peaceful, like a library, with a high ceiling and dusty old wood. And it smells like a pumpkin patch. It makes me think of horses sleeping. The hayloft doesn't have any hay in it now. It's filled up with old furniture and dust and things in wooden boxes and under plastic tarps. I found this typewriter up here and a desk, and I moved things around very carefully until I could sit here and type. It reminds me of your old typewriter, the red one you used to let me play with. The one Mom learned to type on when she was little. I was glad I still remembered how to put the paper in and that the ribbon wasn't all worn out yet. When I hear that clicking, it always makes me think of you. Dad said it would be really quiet here, but he must have remembered it wrong. When I open the big wooden shutters in the barn loft, I can hear weird animal noises from the farms all around during the day, even though they're really far away. Kind of like the zoo. Who knew cows would be that loud? There's no glass in the window. Maybe it broke, and Great Uncle Jim couldn't afford to fix it. Just a big open space. With the shutters open, I can look out down the driveway at the street and hear the birds making a racket. I'm careful to always close them when I leave the barn, so it doesn't rain on my typewriter, and so no animals get in. A couple of times today, I thought I saw something black run behind a junk pile really fast. A sort of medium-sized something. Like a cat, but as fast as a fast car. Just a black streak, really. When I told Dad, he said maybe it was a raccoon. Mom rolled her eyes and said she's never seen a super speedy raccoon. I miss LA. There aren't any people around here. Especially no brown people. Except Gregory, our mailman. I like Gregory. He reminds me of Mr. Hightower, my teacher last year. They don't really look alike, but they're both tall black guys, and when they smile at you, it makes you feel like you did a great job on your science project or your letter or whatever, even if you didn't win a prize. I wish there were more people like Gregory here. Dad fits in fine, but Mom and I don't. I thought Mom didn't care where she lived, as long as she had her computer and printer and me and Dad, since she always begs everyone to just leave her alone so she can write, at least when she's on deadline. And she's always on deadline since Dad lost his job. But Sunday afternoon, when all my aunts and cousins and everyone except us would be heading to Tio Fernando's to cook and eat even more and then dance it all off, I saw her in the hallway, just staring at Great Uncle Jim's really ancient phone. She looked sad. I miss you a lot, abuelita. I miss everyone. Te quiero, Sofisita.